Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Friday afternoon, getting a little bit more relaxed here after the roundtable. Fred is in the studio with us, the Hall of Famer. Jane's sticking around. Sue Thomas, of course. I think Ethan's going to step in as well. We have some exciting news for Jane, though, because we've been kind of teasing this all week, and Fred has food that he's bringing to the table, right, Fred?
Yeah, I'm tired of Jane always taking the lead on this. So,
I figured, you know, food?
I can spring for $1.19 at Walmart, just like
that?
Anybody else.
Huh? Amen, brother.
So when I was there over the weekend, I saw an item, Pringles grilled beer brat taste.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So I thought at some point this afternoon we should taste it.
Yeah.
Can I just say this? I have tasted its companion, which is beer can chicken Pringles.
There is such a thing.
Yes. Now, mostly I found that it tasted like can.
Okay.
But compared to the other ones I ate, so I'm intrigued by this, Fred.
Okay.
You going to pass that around?
Yeah, I am. Mark, are we good to do it right now, you think?
I think so, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. So I'm going to...
This is right up my alley. And I'm,
right,
I'm so, so pleased that you did this.
I have pretty high expectations. This just feels like something that two things that go together, like chips and brats. That just feels right. So I'm hoping the combination of this won't be as disgusting as these crazy flavors tend to be.
Recommendation, don't smell.
Okay.
Don't take a whiffer.
Really?
Did you?
I did. It's going to affect. But if you can just put it out of my mind.
Yeah, put that wipe there around.
I generally like Pringles, though.
Me too.
Ethan's doing
it. Big fan.
Ethan.
These are so good. Oh, I'm all about these.
I like them, too.
Yeah, they're good.
I like them.
No?
I
like them.
Yes.
That is good radio.
I mean, I'm not
right
a big brat fan to start with.
It's better than the beer can chicken.
I like these. I think these are really good.
Well, you can keep them over by you.
I don't.
Fred, you don't love them.
No, I don't love them, but they're good.
But how did you stumble into this? What happened?
It was just on an end cap at Walmart.
Oh, you got
curious? And they were trying to get rid of them. Yeah.
I also saw
they had also on an end cap Selena Gomez Oreo cookies.
Okay.
We talked about these.
Yes, please.
Yeah, and those are
cinnamon
I think
and chocolate.
Cinnamon and chocolate
yeah.
cream.
I could eat for that.
I took this personally. You all know how much of a big Post Malone fan I am, and he mm-hmm. was kind of the starter of this whole specialty Oreo flavor thing. And now Selena Gomez is trying to take Posty's thing? No.
I don't think so. I think Oreo went to them and said, will you do this?
Well, that's probably the truth, but I refuse to believe that.
The truth doesn't matter.
Okay.
What was the flavor for Post Malone with the Oreos? I love Oreos. See, he's chewing. He can't talk
right now.
I'll
look at
these
it.
Do not, Fred.
Something to do with falling off of a stage?
Post Malone.
Salted caramel. Oreo.
Okay.
Oh, okay, well, that's not a problem.
These don't seem overwhelmingly brat flavored to me. They I don't know, maybe just a little smoky or something like that.
It's all chemicals, really.
Is beer even listed on the ingredients?
Oh, there's no way.
No, there's no way.
How can they do
beer.
It and say it's beer if it's not
Because it's
anything.
All chemicals, Fred.
Right,
there's
right,
nothing real in there.
Okay.
That's not even
I don't think...
potato chip.
RFK Jr. would not be a fan, right?
No. It's a bunch of chips that like pieces of dehydrated potato pushed together. And I love a Pringles.
It does say, yeah, dried potatoes. Let's see. Soybean, sunflower, corn flour, cornstarch, rice flour.
Same thing that's in everything, right?
That's basically
what about
onion
niacin?
Powder, beer extract.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
is there such thing as beer extract?
Apparently there is, Jane.
According to Pringles.
So did I need that to have like beer icing on a cake, don't you think?
Probably.
Yes. Do you have Did you have another food item?
The Selena Gomez.
Oh, that's
Oreo
what
cookies.
It was.
That's
okay.
What it was.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll find a way. I'll get some of that and bring that in.
So you just went by the end cap when you were shopping and said, I'm going to grab some of those?
Yeah,
did you
I
do
mean,
that for the sake of the show because you thought it would be a good bit, or did you do it for the sake of
he
bringing
did it
those
for
home?
The show.
He
yeah.
did
oh, okay,
show.
Good. That show. Makes more sense because I can't see you just reaching out and grabbing those and saying, hey.
And then I bought a can each for my two sons. And sent it to them in D.C. and New York.
Ethan cannot
so
stop
cute.
Eating them. I swear he's going to eat
good.
The whole
They're
container.
I'm a huge fan.
Well, I do like them. Like, if you would not have told me, maybe that's how we should have pitched this the next time.
Okay.
Don't tell people what they're supposed to be
flavored.
Because
it sets an expectation.
I would absolutely have these, for sure.
And now, don't smell them.
Let me, who else? Ethan, do you grill at home a lot?
I do not. I live in an apartment right now,
okay.
So I don't have a grill.
Well, fair enough. Fred, are you the type that gets out there on the barbecue grill or not?
No, I don't. We don't have a grill, even.
You don't have a grill?
No, remember? No, it was sold at a yard sale.
Oh, Fred, that is...
So
we're not have, like, not even a Weber or anything
that? Nope.
Jane, you have a ginormous
grill
because I've seen it.
You've seen it. It's like 9 feet long.
It really is.
That's what my dad's is. My
like
dad's
an xylophone.
Is 9 feet long.
I mean, it is huge.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
I grilled this afternoon for lunch.
Well, here's what, the reason I bring it up is because there are things that happen in my adult life, and I can use maybe the example of a leaf blower. I bought my first leaf blower like 4 years ago, and I thought, oh my God, I've deprived myself of the joy of a leaf blower my entire life.
Yeah,
because
they're horrible.
Man, you can... No, they're not horrible. Because
okay. I understand the purpose. They just sound awful. And they never stop.
Well, I think a lot of those...
Ones now.
Yeah,
are
there are quieter ones right
okay,
now.
Okay, fair.
But the reason that I love it is not to blow leaves. I don't really care about that at all. But to clean out the garage and then the patio when it has a bunch of debris. And maybe to scare the cats every once in a while. I mean, I just thought it was something. So I bring it up because I've cooked on a grill since I was, a young person. And I love cooking steaks. And I put some pork steaks on the other night. And this is what brings this to my point. I feel like for a good portion of my life, and I mean a good portion of my life, I've under-seasoned things. So I hit these pork steaks with Lowry's and garlic pepper, and I mean,
good
I seasoned them hard.
Any beer
and
extract?
They were so good. No beer extract. Mm.
We'll
but I bring it up because, honestly, God, I think I even used to overcook chicken and do some of the basics wrong. I mean, Gordon Ramsay will tell you, season that stuff up, right?
Absolutely.
But I wonder how many people make that mistake. Now, I'm not a big, some people get into the barbecue stuff. I'm just talking about putting stuff on the grill, barbecuing and doing it with the smoker and all that. That's way above my pay grade.
My recommendation is Black's. Black's is the best seasoning to put on everything from beef to chicken, and you can find it online. It's from a place in Texas. I am never without it.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's how you know she doesn't play around. She says it comes from Texas.
Uh-huh.
You have to get it online.
And that's
how you know you're all
because,
about
because we went to Black's, and it was so freaking delicious. And the guy said, oh, yeah, we sell these now. And they had to do it online because people around the country were like, yes, please, more.
Well, I just go like with Lowry's.
That's we do Andrea's.
Lowry's
very,
is good.
Yeah, Andrea's is good
on our
as well. But, Sue, is that you think that's something you can get on Amazon?
Well, I'm not sure if you can get it there, but Google it because it's awesome.
If I can get it on Prime, I'm going to order it right now. And we'll come back with Sue's News in a moment. Okay, just briefly here before Sue's News, Jane did find a link to order the Black seasoning. It is not on Prime, for the record. And on the leaf blower front, a couple of responses. Producer Emeritus David Klein says, a leaf blower also comes in handy in the winter when clearing away lighter snow, which is absolutely true.
Yes.
And then our friend Brad Hillebrand says, it's great for drying your car after you watch it. So see, it's a versatile tool, Sue. That's what I was trying to point out.
I'm not arguing that. I just hate the noise.
I get it.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
It's National Bingo Day. And the last time I played bingo was with Jane. When we were at that person's thing, and it was awesome. And I still have my dauber.
Yeah, well, I played on my vacation.
On the cruise ship, right?
Yeah, we did, and it was packed.
Oh my gosh.
It was, I mean, it's, I don't know, it's grown
Did
in popularity.
Win?
Oh no. There were 500 people in there. I mean,
the last
it was insane.
Time, no, the last time I played was on a cruise in the Caribbean. That's the last time I remember playing.
You know,
he
when
had
you
a
go
ball.
When you go to a bingo hall here to play, they are serious players because
absolutely.
They don't smile a lot.
Nope.
And they line up all sorts of little lucky charms around the outside.
And
of
the daubers.
Cards.
The daubers.
That's right. They've got different color daubers.
Right, depending on.
Did you guys watch who watched Better Call Saul in the room? Anyone?
Me.
See, there were some great bingo scenes
so
in Better
good.
Call Saul.
Guys, so good. You're not helping yourself in the age.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Game here talking about
bingo?
About bingo.
I'm
that's
not
acceptable.
Worried about it.
You know, that's
I'm
acceptable.
Saying.
But if you played?
I stand by bingo.
Yeah. I haven't played bingo since elementary school.
As a school band parent, as I was maybe, you know, a few years ago with my kids, that we always had fundraisers at the Bandwagon Bingo Hall. So every parent had to go and work it.
Oh,
so
that's
for
funny.
Like every Friday night, I was in this bingo hall walking around, you know, picking up stuff.
With the youth, I might point out.
That's
for
right.
For the youth.
For the youth.
I had a one of my aunts, one of my mother's aunts, actually. I called her aunt myself, but I was very close with some of my mother's aunts, and Aunt Ethel was her name. And she lived till about 94 years old. And up to about 93 years old, she drove her own car, and her deal was bingo. I mean, her life revolved around bingo. Now, this was before, like, my mom's life sometimes has revolved around casinos, and casinos necessarily weren't around back then. But I remember when I did play, sort of to Ethan's point, when I agreed to play, and Becky and I did it on a cruise ship, and this goes back like 15 years, I was mildly embarrassed by the fact that I was playing. But I still had fun.
Right, see, that's just
it's
it.
It's great.
It's also National Sunglasses Day, National Onion Day, and National Ice Cream Cake Day.
Mm.
Okay.
That's one I might celebrate.
That's a lot of days.
Nothing wrong with that. P.S. Does anybody else have a chemical taste in their mouth?
Yes.
The aftermath of the Lays.
I've had to eat a Chips Ahoy to cover it up.
I'm fine, Ethan. How about you?
I'm happy.
I liked them.
I
I'll have
very
more.
Content.
Yeah,
there's
me
an
too.
After situation
there
going on.
There is definitely
you
that.
You guys are getting that black stuff online. I'm going to find that beer extract online.
On this day in history, 37 years ago, it just freaked me out. That it was 1988 when Mike Tyson dropped undefeated Michael Spinks in 91 seconds to defend his heavyweight title. That night's national anthem took 2 seconds longer at 93 seconds.
Wow.
What year was that?
That was 1988.
Wow. Yeah, so I was in Columbia, Missouri at that time, and I had a friend, former radio friend. Well, you know Tom Bradley, remember?
Oh, I do.
Tom, so
I
Tom Bradley and I were doing a morning show, I think, at the time, and he would be the guy. He did it for a lot of fights. I think a lot of people did this. In order to see those fights, you had to do pay-per-view. So Tom would, you know, do the pay-per-view. We'd all come over and donate to the cause, and I remember that. Now, there's an undercard, so it's not like you're only watching that fight, but I do remember that thing being over like that, and you're like, wait a second here.
Wait, yeah.
That's
we
it?
We expect
is
a little
right?
more.
Right.
I get it.
Can I ask you a quick question? So with pay-per-views back in the day, how did you have to call like your TV provider?
Yeah, well,
is that how that
yes,
worked?
Yes.
And then they would just, you would get it once you paid?
Yeah.
I don't remember all the particulars.
They have your, you know, they have your payment information. They put it on your bill. It's like you just order it. You could even order it on the TV sometimes.
Like watching a movie.
Yeah, it's like like ordering a movie.
Interesting word.
But to Ethan's point,
back in the day,
it's so different now.
But cable was still very early at that point.
It was.
So, but yeah, you'd have a channel, and I don't even know if you could do it automatically back then. My guess would be you had to have called.
Probably initially.
And ordered it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Post Malone, Fred found this, by the way, Posty, we like to call him, was performing on his big A dot dot there stadium tour in Arizona when he took a spill off the stage. He was trying to toast a fan. So he was strutting downstage singing Pour Me a Drink with a red Solo cup in hand. When he got to the lip of the stage, he knelt down, reached over to toast, you know, with the other guy in the front row, and that's when the stage gave out. He fell off, but didn't miss a beat. Let's listen.
Oh, wow. And there was a reaction from the crowd there, but he's okay?
I guess so. That's all there was.
I think they said he was seen limping throughout the rest of the show, though.
Oh, dear.
He's not the first rock star, country star, whatever you want to put him in, to fall off a stage. That's for sure.
No, he is not.
He did this a few years ago in St. Louis. Someone left like the entrance door open. Like,
oh, I remember that. Yes.
He broke two ribs.
Well, that was more serious.
I think he might be clumsy.
Yeah, there might be something.
You know,
which I support.
There's something about alcohol when you add that in there, and he has a drink in his hand pretty much the entire concert.
He might be clumsy, which I support.
I do. It's okay.
Okay, there is a new thing out for all you iPhone people called Landline Mode. It's a hack for iPhones that is going viral. Now, it's a custom version of Do Not Disturb. You could set it up so it still lets your phone ring, but you don't get text alerts or any other alerts. Then what you do is you leave your phone in a specific spot in the house, like a landline phone, and then you go elsewhere. And if you hear the phone ring, you get up like it was the 80s and go pick it up or let it go to voicemail. It just made me laugh. I'm like, what's the point?
Right.
Apparently the kids are liking to go old school, and you could do that. It's supposed to let you focus like it's 1999.
Woo! The youngins are coming around.
I don't know what to think about that. That's kind of
mildly
interesting,
though. Why can't you just do it now? Just leave your phone in your bedroom, and if you hear it, you answer it?
Well, I guess they don't want the text buzz, buzz all the time.
Oh.
They're just saying, just put it in another room, make it like an old landline phone, and when it rings, you can decide whether to get up and answer it. Okay, you know I love a road trip, and it's the annual study on the best states for a summer road trip that just came out. It looks at 32 different factors in three categories: costs, safety, and how many attractions or activities there are, national parks, amusement parks. According to the results, the best state for a summer road trip this year is, anybody? It's an M state.
Montana.
It's not us. No.
Michigan.
No.
All right, someone else.
Missouri.
No.
Maine.
Wow. Ooh. Poor Minnesota.
Oh,
Minnesota. I love Minnesota.
Minnesota. Well, that's good. Is your wife from there, Ethan?
Yes,
is that the deal?
Yes, yep. She's from just south of the Twin Cities.
They say that is the best state for summer road tripping this year, but the worst one is Delaware. Hopefully you're not going there. I don't know why anyone would. The 10 best summer road trip states, I guess. Minnesota, New York State, Ohio, Utah, Louisiana, Florida, Idaho, Texas, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. The worst ones are a lot up east: Delaware, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Vermont. So that's where you're supposed to go and not go.
Well, is some of this determined on how much road there is? Because most of the states you mentioned are a little bigger.
No, I think you're right, though. A lot of it is costs and stuff to do. What is there to do in Delaware? I don't know.
Set up a corporation.
There you go.
That's really it.
If that makes you happy, then you're all set.
Yeah, but you might be able to do it without going there.
That's true. And Jane, how was your vacation?
Spectacular.
And where'd you go?
Bermuda.
And it was lovely?
It was lovely.
Yeah, I would like to go.
Pink
there.
Sand.
What was the favorite part? What was the favorite part of it?
Horseshoe Beach. And you know what they have? Every Wednesday night, they have a street carnival.
Oh, that's fun.
And that was really cool. And there are people there that wear the Bermuda shorts, like nice, like as in a suit, with the silk knee-high socks. That is the thing.
I kind of love that.
Oh, it was so, it's so cute.
Fred, I could see you in that outfit.
I would wear it.
I mean,
I would wear it.
Fred, I should have gotten you some. They had some really fancy stores, and they drive on the wrong side of the road.
Well, that's cool.
Can I admit to some geographical challenges? Because we were during the break before we got into the segment, Jane, I was asking Jane about the trip, and I had it pictured that Bermuda was more down, you know, south of Florida in the Caribbean, and I was way off.
Where is it? Off the east.
Well, it's off the east coast. Like, if you go straight off South Carolina, North Carolina, it's way to the east of that. So I had no idea.
It's not tropical. And so, but it never snows or anything. I mean, it doesn't get that cold, but it's not considered tropical.
I believe it based on where
it's
it is.
It's beautiful.
According to a new report, it takes parents 2.5 days to recover from traveling with family.
Yes.
At least. At least.
71% of parents say they do need another vacation to recover from their vacation. So if you're traveling with the kids, the key is to not make things harder on yourself. 30% of parents say bribing kids with treats is fair game. 28% said buying toys mid-trip helps. At 26% resort to unlimited screen time.
I think I said this earlier. I speak for a lot of parents out there. As a parent of a 10-year-old, I cannot wait until school starts again. It cannot come soon enough. If we can get some sort of, if Trump would make some executive order that says school, summer vacation is like 2 weeks, that's it, back in session, I would be in total favor of that.
I think you should look into camps. That's
well,
how
we
I
have.
Survived.
There are camps, but there's still to and from camps. Like, she does have a camp, Cub Creek, which she went to last year, which is like all week, and oh my God, it can't come fast enough.
Because you also want to wear them out.
Yeah, right. You do.
Well, that's part of it. That's why she's doing swimming, and that's a whole other story I talked about the other day. She's probably listening right now as well.
Did you run today, Mark?
I did not, because I didn't take her to swim lessons. They went to some water park in St. Genevieve, and they're heading back right now.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that's fun.
A little
fun.
Day trip.
Cute story of the day. A cat in Scotland named Kiki is in the news because she insists on walking her owner's daughter to school every morning. Aww. Then she waits in the playground all day and walks her home.
That's like dog behavior.
Yes.
I love that.
Wow. It's the cutest thing. And one time she got into a classroom and they had to kick her out. Okay, and finally in Sue's news, we have today's random fact for Jane. Elvis only held 3 concerts outside the U.S. in his entire career. And they were all in Canada in 1957.
And that's because Tom Parker... really?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
He was an illegal alien, and he was afraid if he left, he couldn't get back in.
Huh. Interesting.
Wow. There you go. Wrapping Sue's news for Friday. We're coming back with Paul Hall on entertainment next. You know, I mentioned that we did not have time to get to some of the big issues of the day, including some Supreme Court decisions. We will tackle those with Brad Young coming up in the next hour here on 97.1 FM Talk. Also, Susan L. Ward's going to be a guest in the next hour, plus audio cut of the day. Paul Hall is here from Common Guy Films. How are you, sir, this afternoon?
I'm really good, Mark. I hope some listeners took advantage of my little tip last week. It was the mystery movie with the Marcus Theaters chain, so Ronnie's had it, among others. was Jurassic World Rebirth on Monday night this past week. So hopefully they got a chance to get out and see it for cheap. We'll talk about that next week when that actually opens for the rest of us.
So I was not here. So give me this in a capsule. They were kind of teasing something and they wouldn't tell you what it was.
Yeah, they do a mystery movie once every couple weeks, and I think they're not alone. A lot of the other chains do it, AMC's and Cinemark's and whatnot. But in the Marcus Theater's case, they give you a rating, they give you a runtime, and they tell you whether it's a horror film or not. They don't tell you what they're going to show, and I'm about 85% accurate on predicting what that title will be, and I was pretty darn sure it was going to be Jurassic World Rebirth. So I hauled the whole family out on that Monday night, and everybody was happy to get a chance to get a first peek at that before many.
I don't think I saw. So the last one was Jurassic World Dominion. Is that right?
Dominion.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you have to see that to see this one? Because I've seen the trailer for this one. It looks somewhat interesting.
Yeah, it's somewhat interesting. You have to, as far as just have a general knowledge of what Jurassic World was all about and Jurassic Parks were all about, I think you'll be just fine. But that's going to open in theaters on July the 2nd, officially. So,
what else do you want to talk about here this afternoon? F1 opened, right? Is that the big opening for the weekend?
I want to go racing with F1, the movie.
Hey, Rook is a phenomenal talent, but he's young. You plus him. I got a team.
When was the last time you won a race?
Sunday, Daytona.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Formula One.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then same as you.
I'm offering you an open seat in Formula One. The only place you could say, if you win, you are the absolute best.
We got a little Missouri connection with Brad Pitt starring in this movie. This does appear to be one of those films, and most of the summer releases are certainly created this way, to be seen on the big screen, maybe an IMAX screen, Paul.
It is as you can to see this. Mm-hmm. There is no question in my mind. I got a chance to see this one, and quite frankly, right now it's up there with one of the best of the summer so far. It just grabbed me from the word go. Lights out. If those of you who watch F1 know, that's the start, and we go nonstop. It's a long movie. It clocks in over 2.5 hours long, but it doesn't ever feel like that long. It doesn't feel like it drags. Except for when maybe a romance situation comes up with Brad Pitt. But that's me. I'm a guy. I go see the movie to see the cars and cars driving fast. And if you get on those big screens, you feel like you're in the car. And that is what is good here. Joe Kosinski, who did Top Gun Maverick, is directing this as well. Nice. So this is going to give you that action that you're craving to see on the big screen for a summer movie. Some things are a little ridiculous here. Some things are a little over the top. But quite frankly, this checks all the boxes for what you want in a summer movie. And Brad Pitt works here. Damson Idris is his co-star. Both of them work really well. You get Javier Bardem. You get race cars. I have been an F1 geek since probably the last 5 to 7 years here. A little bit more every year. And I loved it. I had such a good time with it.
You know who else loved it? I heard from last night.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Kenny Wallace saw this movie last night because the movie company wanted to make sure that he saw it. He was actually scheduled to see it. This is a funny story and true. Sue, I don't know if I ever told you this. So Kenny was set to go to a screening of this last week.
That's right.
And he remembered at the very last minute, which I think saved his marriage, that it was his wedding anniversary.
Oh.
And he ditched out of the screen. But they did go see it last night, and I saw some text exchanges. He liked it quite a bit.
Great.
I've heard it's great.
Yeah, it's from start to finish, it's one of those few movies that you kind of just kind of strap in and you go for the ride. The ride is fantastic to be on, and I think everybody gets a little something they like. It's funny, unique, because a lot of the drivers here and the people they talk to, Brad Pitt is a guy who's twice divorced. He's working on number three, maybe. And quite frankly, Kenny would have been down that track two if he missed that anniversary, I'm sure.
What else you got this weekend, either in the theaters or on streaming television?
Well, let me mention just, I didn't see it, but Megan 2.0, if you're into that, that also opened today. But what I do want to definitely touch on is the Trainwreck series. The Trainwreck series over on Netflix has been something we've kind of been following with Astroworld. The Mayor of Mayhem was last week with Rob Ford. Yep. We've got a new one into the Trainwreck series, and now We are make sure you haven't eaten. If you've got dinner on the table right now, don't eat it. Poop Cruise.
Oh yeah,
after Jane, you I do watch
got,
it.
I started it, and because I just got off a cruise, and I was certainly not glad I didn't watch it before. It's a disaster. I was like, I got so far and I had to stop.
Wait, refresh my memory on what this is about.
It's a stranded boat. There's a fire.
Yeah, I vaguely remembered it. It was back in 2013. The Carnival Triumph got itself stranded in the middle of the Gulf of, at the time, Mexico, now America, and it lost all its power. And once it lost its power, and had because of this fire that it had on the very bottom level, you couldn't have toilets.
That was
the problem. You couldn't have running water, and things started piling up and things started moving around. They ended up on this boat for quite a few extra days. I think it ended up at 5, 6, 7 days before it got back tugged to another port. And they were all fighting all the craziness going on the lower decks, bringing mattresses to the top. It's a quick 50-minute watch or so over on Netflix. It's an interesting watch. Don't do it while you're eating anything, though, because you might
disgusting.
Not.
And
so do you think you'll go back or not?
Oh, I will still cruise.
No. What I mean is, will you, because you were kind of disgusted by it, will you watch the rest of the documentary?
I think I will, but I just had to, maybe some distance from
now that
vacation.
You mentioned the story, I do remember that. Sue, does that kind of refresh your memory?
Uh-huh.
That was in the news.
And it wasn't the first one. My mom was actually on the first boat, which was probably 10 years before then, that got stranded after a fire. And they didn't have the toilet situation as much.
Oh.
But their idea, Carnival's idea, was to give everybody drinks and food. And that probably was not.
It backfired a little bit.
It backfired.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, and it took them a while to get this out. This was in an era where we didn't have social media. And with the power out, you didn't have Twitter, you know, sitting on the ship going, we're stranded here, and I've got this stuff around me.
Right.
They actually took days before the media even knew what was going on, because Carnival sent out a generic press release saying, hey, we had a problem, we're getting a towed back in, and nobody followed up on it until they had an incident that brought them the ability to communicate back to the media, and then the media blew the story up, as you would imagine.
So I'm kind of in the marketplace, if you will, for a new streaming show. I'm still watching Stick on Apple TV+.
Survivors.
I like Owen Wilson quite a bit. I saw something on Netflix. I started watching two different Netflix shows that I turned off like within 30 seconds. One was, I think, called Department Q. It just didn't appeal to me. There was another one as well. But there's a new Apple TV+, and I don't know if this is a movie or a series called Smoke that's out this week as well, right, Paul?
There is. It's 9 episodes long. Taron Egerton in our lead role as a fire investigator. And he's back together with Joe Lahane. Now, Dennis Lahane, excuse me. Lahane has given us great things like Gone Baby Gone. He's given us great things in the past. And some of the other people he works with here include the people Lahane and Egerton worked together on Blackbird, which we remember from from Apple TV Plus as well, a series that if you haven't seen it, check that out as well. This is about investigating arson in a Pacific Northwest kind of generic town where the fire investigator ends up getting paired with a police investigator, and they're trying to get some serial arsonists taken care of. If you like that fire, I think back to Backdraft in theaters you got to look inside of the fire and the things that go on with that. This is a series that will get going more so. There's only 2 episodes dropped as of, I believe, today. And it will develop into about 9 episodes before it's all done a couple weeks down the road. But if you like the fire thing and a very good taught little drama around it, the Smoke is out there, and I would recommend it.
Yeah, I saw it come up last night, and it intrigued me. It piqued my interest, so I think that one we might press go on this weekend. Since you're on the topic of fire, this came out a couple of days ago. Actually, I was just alerted to this when I was at Spieler Automotive getting a oil change this morning, because the folks out there are related to John O'Leary. And the new movie that William H. Macy plays Jack Buck, John Corbett is in this movie. Joel Courtney plays a young John O'Leary. It's called Soul on Fire. They set a release date of October 10th, which is kind of encouraging, because movie companies don't pick a date like that unless they have confidence in the film. But the trailer for Soul on Fire just came out.
How bad is it?
He has burns to 100% of his body.
Want to send out a special hello tonight to a certain young man who's laid up in the hospital. His name is John O'Leary. He's a tough little guy.
Boy, you listen to me. You will walk again.
When I first came to see you, they said you had no chance. But here you are.
Yeah, that's Bill Macy playing Jack Buck. Paul, I don't even know how familiar you are with John's story. He's a St. Louis guy who, when he was a kid, literally set himself on fire. He was left pretty much for dead. People didn't think he would even recover. He was in the hospital for months and months, dozens of surgeries, a lot of therapy. But Jack Buck, the legendary late great Cardinals announcer, played a huge role in, John will tell you, saved his life. So they came to St. Louis. This is also rare because a lot of times they'll do a movie about a city. They'll film it in Canada or someplace else down in Louisiana with tax credits. They came here, the director came here, Sean McNamara, with John. They started looking at some of the sites where things took place. And he said, no, we have to shoot it here in St. Louis. So that's a big plus as well. But the trailer is out this week.
That's great to hear, because I like when they go where they really should go, not just kind of try to double something in that isn't going to work for the exteriors. People know. The other big trailer that dropped this week, Mark, something that's near and dear to your heart, the Bruce Springsteen biopic, Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. That's set for October 24th, and they dropped their first trailer on that this week.
Yeah,
so take
Jeremy
a look
Allen
at that
White.
If you haven't seen it yet.
Jeremy Allen White from The Bear. And by the way, isn't The Bear season four out now?
Yes, just dropped, didn't it?
So here's my struggle with that. I was late into The Bear. Sue, have you watched it or not?
I watched a little bit. It didn't grab me.
And Jane, I think you were the same way, right?
I came very late, and then now I love it, and I
so
got obsessed.
It was late for me, but it helped me kind of reconnect with my son, who is in the restaurant business a couple years ago.
Young people love it.
They liked it a lot, so they recommended it. It took me a couple episodes. I loved it, and I loved season two. However, last year at this time, when I tried to watch season three, it didn't grab me. So I never completed season three. But Paul, would your recommendation be to complete season three and get into season four?
I think so. I think it's one of those shows that you should follow it through, hiccups and all, and get through and get into season four and go from there.
Well, it's only a half-hour show, which should help too, right?
Yeah, that does help.
35, 40 minutes. Paul Hall, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleCommonGuy.com. Squid Game Season 3 is out as well, for those of you who like that.
We may hit you up a little early next week because of the holiday weekend. We're off on the 4th, so we may chat on Wednesday afternoon. We'll see what happens, all right? Stay tuned.
Sounds like a plan. I have Jurassic Park ready for you.
Awesome. We'd love to hear about that. Frank Cusimano coming up next on a Friday. Hey, there were some big Supreme Court decisions released today. Brad Young's going to break those down after the top of the hour. We have our friend Susan L. Ward, family practice attorney, scheduled, plus an audio cut of the day. I've got good stuff from the Trump news conference and audio that I didn't get to because we had the roundtable as well. It's Friday afternoon. At this time, we visit with Frank Cusimano from KSDK. I guess you could have done far worse than a split with the Cubs, but there was an opportunity to do more. But look, you could be, you know, 8 games out at this point, right?
Yeah, it's just the beginning. Those first two games were so inspiring, and you think, gosh, this is going to be great. And then in the end, you don't pick up any ground at all. So it was a real disappointing ending to a once really, really promising series. Wow.
So what do we have this weekend? They're in Cleveland, correct?
Yeah, and Sonny Gray's going to get the ball tonight. And they've pushed his starts back a little bit. I think they're just kind of being a little bit more careful. And they need him to be an ace, because it looks like you got Matthew Liberatore back. So if you got those two at the top of your rotation, you know, you're taking your best shot. So Sonny Gray's got to be dominating tonight in Cleveland.
Hey, Frank. Ethan here. You know, this happened last week, but I think you could argue that this is going to be, even with some of the bright spots we saw against the Cubs, this is going to be really hard for the Cardinals to overcome here in this stretch of games, and that's being without Ivan Herrera, because they are so thin on right-handed bats, and just with how impactful he has been this year. What are your thoughts right now on the state of the Cardinals offense and if they can hold ground despite being without one of their best hitters?
Well, unequivocally, when he's right, he's your best offensive player. The good news is, though, is you have Burleson and Donovan now, you know, looking like 300 hitters, and Wynn has had good moments. Arenado has hit well. Gorman has an OPS over 900. So it's never a good time to lose Ivan Herrera, but now may be the best time since you got some guys feeling good about their swings. I say that, and they just got just 3 hits against the Cubs on Thursday afternoon. So
now you got to go next weekend, the 4th of July weekend. You're in Wrigley Field, right?
Do you mean myself personally?
No, the Cubs. The Cardinals are at Wrigley next week, so they will have, I mean, this, relatively back-to-back with the Cubs, so another opportunity. I think they're playing there next weekend, aren't they, Ethan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do. They have Cleveland three times, then they have Pittsburgh, and then they're in Chicago over the weekend. So, you know, look, the Cubs got a good look at how dynamic the Cardinal offense can be that first two nights. So we let them know that, you know, this is not the season that everybody anticipated.
Switching over to Blues hockey tonight, the start of the NHL draft. Frank, the Blues, the 19th overall pick. They've had plenty of first, just a couple years ago, they had three first-round picks in 2023, and there was a lot of talk that they might trade one of them. There's been a bunch of stuff floating around about could Jordan Kyrou get traded? Are they going to be in on any of the market? As you look at this hectic time for hockey, what do you think makes sense for how the Blues go about it?
Well, okay, so they're going to have a 19th pick. And by the way, Nikki Glaser, the comedian from Kirkwood, will be making that selection live in Enterprise tonight. So a little different feel for that. Look, they've nailed their draft picks. Snuggerud, Dvorsky, Bolduc. They've done a great job. I don't know enough about 17-year-olds and 18-year-olds playing junior hockey in Canada to give you an idea of what they're going to pick. I do know this. I think it would be a huge mistake to trade Jordan Kyrou. 40 goal scorers, or 35 to 40 goal scorers, don't grow on trees. This guy's in the prime of his career. Now, if you move him before July 1st, then he has this no-trade clause that he'll be able to dictate things from here on out. But look, he's in the prime of his career. He's coming off a terrific season. He was a plus 23. Unless you can get an absolute stud defenseman, I wouldn't consider it. But his name has been out there a lot, so you think there's a little bit of smoke to the fire.
We have any St. Louis kids that were grabbed in the NBA draft?
Ryan Kelkbrenner, the pride of Trinity High School, who's no longer with us, who had this great career at Creighton, he went in the second round. And then the Mizzou guys, you know, they all signed contracts. Bates and Caleb Grill signed contracts immediately after the draft. So they're going to get a chance to play in the league. And Caleb Love, the St. Louis kid, also got signed by the Portland Trailblazers on a two-way deal.
I guess I would expect Tamar Bates, but Caleb Grill, I didn't realize. I guess he's got that strong outside shooting threat, and that seemed like more like an NBA three-pointer, so that's why they're interested in him?
Yeah, you know, it's a great point, Dave. Like, I think 3 years ago, a 23 to 24-year-old like Caleb Grill would have no chance of getting drafted. But now the league has so many of these guys who just stand in the corner and don't touch the ball until they get an open look three that there's a market for it. The odds of him making a team I don't think are great, but, you know, to illustrate the way the league has gone with a heavy accent on threes, that's why they're going to give this guy a look, because Lord knows he has great range.
All right, Frank, what's coming up on the show on Sunday night?
Really fun. It's an evening with the Johns. We sat down John Gruden for an extensive interview to talk about life, football. He's just so exciting, so much fun. And we also sit down John Mozeliak to relive his career, what he's thinking now as he drives to work, knowing it's going to be over, and what he could do at the trade deadline if the Cardinals are still in it.
So what? Give me a little preview here. What was Chucky like? I've never met him or interviewed him, but he's quite the character. And I saw him the other night. I think Jim Hayes had him on the Cardinals broadcast when he threw out the first pitch.
He could not be more engaging. Like, one thing is, a few years back, when he was maybe 10 years back, People magazine ranked him as one of the 50 most beautiful people in the world. And so this is while he was coaching. So he said, like, when people were stretching, did he tell all the players, you know, I'm one of the 50 most beautiful people in the world. He says, actually, I was 12.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
He has a whole lot of fun.
That's
he
hilarious.
Says, one day he wants to have blue season tickets. He loves the notes so much.
I think it's utterly ridiculous that he is not currently coaching in the NFL. And I guess he will not coach in the NFL. But it's ridiculous to me that, you know, he got kind of blown out there with some scandal, a little bit of the text message thing with the NFL. But why, did you address that issue with him? Can he coach again, do you think?
We talked about it before, and he did not want to get into it because of the lawsuit. But
right.
Your point is right, because they were investigating little Danny Snyder, the owner of the Washington Commanders at the time. And then they, in the middle of it, they get right. Email of John Gruden with the president, Mr. Allen, Bruce Allen, and they nail him on that and his career.
Yeah.
It seems pretty rough.
Brutal. I think it was. All right, Frank, hey, have a great weekend. We will talk on Monday afternoon.
Okay, guys, thank you.
Jane, have a great weekend.
I will.
All right, we got Brad Young just around the corner. Yeah, we'll talk in 2 weeks.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.